This holiday season, Lowe's is making it easier for you to give your grill master the perfect gift. Right now, save big when you purchase a Grillmaster 4-burner gas grill for only $149. That's a savings of $50. Plus, find other great values like a Black & Decker cordless screwdriver for just $29.97. Hurry, supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 12/14/11 to 12/26/11.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. My name is Audrey, and I'm here every Monday live. Well, pretty much every Monday live, archived, or on occasion, somehow not quite on the air, but I'm still here to help spur you, inspire you on your way to know that you are the miracle manifesting all the time, as well as to have what we can call outer miracles, things in your life, things that are truly out of the ordinary. So today, as I was meditating in preparation for this show, the guidance told me that this show will be on Peace with Passion, which is the name of the cassette tape that from a seminar I took many years ago with Bob and Maui Mandel. But peace with passion and the inner quietude of being, as well as many other things that we shall cover. So our affirmation for today is, I am the miracle manifesting in my life. Again, I am the miracle manifesting in my life. I am the miracle manifesting in my life. Life manifests miracles for me. Life manifests miracles for me. Life manifests miracles for me. Now say those, feel them, let them move through you, allow them, open to them, embrace them. Allow that to be your vibration for this next period of time. In fact, let it be your vibration all the time, but certainly let it carry you through the rest of this wonderful year 2011. And now, our breathing attunement. We're going to make it very simple today. We're going to be breathing in, hold, and breathing out. That's simple. It's a focus on the inhale and the exhale. Very simple. Take in a nice deep breath. Hold and release. Let go. Breathe in again into your heart. Hold, open, light. And release. Let go. Breathe into your crown chakra. Oh, and release. Let go. Breathe into your root chakra. Oh, and release. Let go. Breathe into every single aspect of your being. Hold, 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 and release. Let go, let go, let go. Great, great. Now, how does one perceive oneself as the miracle of being? How does one live as though life is miraculous? How does one open to have miracles? One, you can't force it. It's a gift. It's a blessing. It's grace. Two, anyone can have the experience. Three, when you get really quiet, when you do any of the breathing attunement that we've done on these shows, any of the affirmations, any of the closing blessings, and really be with that, not simply just say the words or breathe for a few minutes and then that's it, but have it be a practice in your life. Your vibration will and does change and shift. You up-level. And as you release whatever might have been in the way, and you can do it with the breathing, you will find life becomes different. But one technique that I find astounding, and I first learned it from the amazing Virginia Sandlin when I was in her Protosource course. Wow, how many years ago was this? Maybe almost between 20 and 25 years ago, I would say. Quite some while ago. And her first assignment to us, and I give this to you. If you would like to see miracles in your life, this is a way to have them happen. Impeccabilize your environment. She told us over, well, I'll pick 22 years. About 22 years ago, that she charged then about $1,000 to have people, as she would put it, clean out their underwear drawer. So I will suggest clean out your underwear drawer. Make it impeccable. If you don't wear it, toss it. If you don't like it, get rid of it. If it's ripped or torn or stained, let it go. Ladies, if it's a pair of panties, one or two that you use for the menstrual time of the month, keep those because I know we all have one or two special pairs because breakthrough in a different way can occur at that time. Other than that, have it be impeccable. Have it be clean. Have it be lovely. You can also clean out the medicine cabinet. But she started with the underwear drawer. Everybody's got an underwear drawer or an underwear section, however you do it. Clean it out. And then build from that to your entire environment. When I first heard this, I was horrified because at the time I had actually moved from one apartment to another. And rather than taking my own furnishings, I had given them away and used kept the furnishings that were in that apartment, which when my then young daughter and I moved into, I discovered I hated them. I detested them. And I'd given something away we both loved, our pink beanbag chair, which my daughter let me know that that was inappropriate, and she was right. And now, as a grown woman with her own family, she now has her own beanbag chair. So get rid of what you don't like. I even had the floor ripped out. It was this hideous linoleum floor. I detested it. And we discovered, well, the floor, and I had seen it, that there was this wooden floor underneath, and they cleaned and cleaned and cleaned. And I told them when they were done that they not only changed the floor, they changed the very foundation of my life, and that any time they did the work they did, that's what they were doing. They were literally changing and clearing and making beautiful the foundation of someone's life. So they were doing transformational, spiritual, as well as incredibly practical work. So one of the ways then to have peace and passion and miracles is to get rid of clutter. About 2 weeks ago when my friend Mario was here, the wonderful architect, Mario Arbore, of Arbore Design or Architectural Design, consultant. He is now here in Florida, although he does Florida, New York. And we started to change and re-feng shui my place. And in the process, when he looked in one corner and informed me that that was the romance corner and I had my art in that corner and was saving some packing materials to use for when people needed anything shipped or would pick it up, so I'd have that bubble wrap stuff. And then he said, I said, oh, I need this, so blah, blah, blah. And then he said, that's your romance relationship corner. He said, you want that stuff in it? It's cluttered. And I said, well, the minute I heard that, I turned around and, like, quickly, that stuff started to go out. So ever since he and I started the process and he came up with some really neat ideas, I've been decluttering, and it's like once one gets started, certainly for myself, the energy takes one to the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step. And I'd like to say that I'm a really healthy person. I have a lot of energy and I have an ease of breathing, and yet and all, in the process of the re-impeccabilizing my environment here, I am finding I can breathe even more easily than I did before. My energy is more fluidic, and I can flow with and around life more easily and readily. Never mind that the place looks better. And I'm finding things that either I forgot that I had, and miracle of miracle of miracles, and I thank Lisa LaMandola, that wonderful medium. She and I do exchanges, and I just love her. I had thought yesterday in the process of cleaning out part of my closet that something incredibly precious to me, sentimentally and emotionally, tremendously, tremendously, tremendously precious to me, was missing. And I had no recollection of ever throwing it or tossing it out. And I will say at the outset that there are times I can feel as though I'm going into space. And I have had miracles happen with things literally, disappeared from my home and a year later were found in another home that I had not even gone to in truly unfathomable ways. I mean, there's no earth explanation for certain things I have experienced in my life. Maybe that's part of the territory of being a spiritual therapist and a healer psychic. Because we do live in other dimensions, and sometimes they visit and remind us that. Anyway, I was unable to find this very important item. And so I called her to tune in, and the guide ended up saying it right there, and you're just not seeing it, so let go. And then, so I did let go. It took a little something, but I did. And then later on that evening, when I was looking through my night table drawer, which was one place I had to search, did not even occur to me. I'd searched just about everywhere else. To my complete surprise, there was the item in question. To me, that was a kind of miracle. I've gone from clearing and feeling good to like mammoth overwhelm, to then letting go and being in the moment, to then joyous thanks and thanks and thanks over a small item that was very, very, very precious. So what I recommend for transformation, and as we come to the winter solstice and all of the holidays, which really means holy days, whether you celebrate Hanukkah, the winter solstice, which is the bringing in of the light, because the days get longer and the nights get shorter, or Christmas, or Kwanzaa, or Eid or the New Year or any and all combination or whatever it is you do, this is the time of bringing in the light. Hanukkah is the celebration of eight lights. As I said, the solstice is the celebration of when the sun seems to stand still for a moment and then seems to move backwards. It doesn't really. And we start getting longer days. Christ Mass, Christmas, is a celebration of a light bringer. Kwanzaa is the light of community. I have to say, I have to look up what Eid means. And the New Year 2012, which I am personally looking forward to a lot, is, according to certain channels, a vibration. And that vibration carries a lot. So we say, I am 2012. I am the light. I am transformation. I am miracles manifesting all the time. I am success. I am health. I am wellness. I am creativity. I am 2012. I am the living light in human form. I am a bubble floating free in a centered, balanced, magnificent way. I am 2012. So, this morning, as I said, so I've been cleaning out stuff and rediscovering stuff. And I've rediscovered a bunch of tarot card decks and other decks. And so I started pulling cards. So I pulled some cards, and the guidance said to me, use some of these cards for tonight's show. So I pulled a purpose card in this Revelations deck. And I was asking of a question of what to bring forth. This was the first card, so I shall read it to you. Purpose. When we experience life with childlike freshness, amazement, and emptiness in our eyes, then life itself will reveal its mystery and fulfill our deepest longing. When we experience life with childlike freshness, amazement, and emptiness in our eyes, then life itself will reveal its mystery and fulfill our deepest longings. That alone is a miracle. The next card I pulled, and this is the card I asked, what can I bring to this show? What do people need? What do people need? Love. Love. So here, folks, if this is what you need or would benefit from or have been seeking, whether you knew it consciously or not, here we go. Love. Love is like the breath of your soul. When it is centered in your source, it flows naturally and spontaneously. Again, love. Love is like the breath of your soul. When it is centered in your source, it flows naturally and spontaneously. Part of what that means is go into the very essence of your being, and you can get there through meditation, through the breathing that we do on this show. If you even do the inhalation and the exhalation for 10 minutes, start with 3 minutes, go to 5 minutes, do 10 minutes, and you get to the quietness. Now, sometimes it's easier than other times, so be patient with yourself. The famous P word, patience. And you start getting into the quietness. the unlimitedness of your inner being, you will find that what dwells there is love. And what dwells there is peace and possibility and unboundedness. And if you allow that to filter through you and permeate who you are, you will find yourself living life with a natural, spontaneous flow. When I ask Spirit, what do I bring to the world? And what, especially for this time in this show, the card I pulled was awareness. So here's what this card is about. Awareness. Life is an experience. When we are fully alive, our capacity to experience is total. So again, life is an experience. When we are fully alive, our capacity to experience is total. Now, what I'm going to say, I'm finding that this show is ending up being, in some ways, a very personal show. I normally write the show and have some idea what I'm going to speak. Last week, I had a few ideas. This week, I pulled some cards. Spirit said, we're going to do it as we do it. I got a few ideas or impulses throughout the day, and this show is being given as it is being given. And as I've been impeccabilizing this environment in which I now live, and the energy is getting lighter and lighter, freer and freer, and higher and higher, it's much more easy to flow with life and let life flow with, through me and you and us. And I'd like to say it's been my experience the years, that many people are not really alive. They may be running and doing and being and all of that stuff, but that does not mean that they are alive, because a lot of people have blocked themselves and blocked their hearts and blocked their being, and they're so involved in busyness, which is very business different than taking care of their life, that or caught up in ego games, or caught up in faulty thought patterns, or caught up in, let's just call it suffering emotions, rather than letting themselves experience. And I'm not saying there isn't suffering sometimes. Of course there is. But if someone doesn't let themselves get fully in their heart, I'm just drinking some of this delicious Sea Natchez Kangen water, 9.5 alkaline. If people do not allow themselves, if they refrain from allowing themselves, if that's you or someone you know, occasionally, sometimes it's me, pay attention. Look at your addictions. Almost everyone I have ever met in one way, shape, form, or another has something that could either be an addiction, out and out, or some level. I will share that at one point in my life, I was a major food addict, especially sugars, even if it was at a certain point holistic. It started actually when I was a kid. And that was, what did I like? I liked breads and pancakes, French toast, not so much the pancakes, French toast. So it was like the grain, flour, and what is that metabolized into? Ta-da, sugar. And sweets, OMG. I was nuts to sweets. So it was a sugar addiction. And it took some while till I actually realized that, and was able to get myself off it by actually loving myself more and making myself more important than whatever the pain was or whatever my situation was that I was going through. It took work, and to this day, I still like myself to sleep. Now, though, I eat very holistically for the most part. I'm a raw vegan, about 80%, and vegan vegetarian the last 10 or 20, depending if I'm traveling or not, but definitely. And I can say for sure that now and then I'm not saying I don't want sweets, but they're made completely holistically and they're delicious. And my body will only eat but so much, and it's not a lot, before it'll go, nope, we're done. And I am. And it's amazing. So I do want people to know you can get off whatever your addiction is. Then I realized for the last number of years I had a television addiction. I used the excuse that because I'm here in South Florida from New York, even though for years already, without a car, and I am seeking a car. I am seeking a car. A gift car is what I prefer right now. And so it was sometimes a challenge to get out at night because the bus system here where I'm living is so different from in Manhattan. And what was there to do? I was done with the work I wanted to do. So I would watch TV. And I would zone out, blots out. And some of it was really good. Some of it was hysterically funny. Some of it was very enlightening. And some of it was just a time filler. That's all it was. And the ELFs, the EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, would just permeate my body and absolutely exhaust me. And one of the few things that managed to save me is drinking the Enagic Kangen water, which then kind of refurbished me. And at a certain point, it was my friend Lisa and her guides who said, stop, 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 stop. And now I watch maybe one day a week, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, nothing. And I feel way better. So look and see whatever your addiction might be and see what kind of steps you can take to clear them, whether it's the kind of people you're putting around you, whether you are what I call in my book, the Mother's Manual, a toxic dump by the food you eat, the thoughts you think, even the water you drink, whether you take in other items, whether it's the stuff you wash yourself with, whether it's what you clean your house with, whether you're wearing clothes that are made with only artificial fibers, whether it's the air you breathe. I mean, that's why I'm saying we all have to pay attention. Now, I am open to callers. Let's see, the call-in number is 661-554-9129. It's 661-554-9129. If you call, please call with some question or comment about the topic we're talking about. Peace with passion, creating miracles in your life, this kind of thing. Let me say something about the Enagic Kangen water. This is a miracle. This is miracle water. This water is the best water that I know of available on the planet right now for almost all of us. Because unless you can get right in the middle of a glacier and hack away in the midst of it and get water that has been preserved cleanly and purely, this is the best. Why? Because this water is alkaline. And I learned a couple of years ago that we need to be alkaline to be healthy. And most people are acidic. And why are most people acidic? Because they eat acidic food. They let stress get to them. The air they breathe is no good. They hate their work or whatever it might be. They're in an untenable relationship and don't know the way out or haven't chosen to find a way out, or they're living in a horrific situation. All of that will acidize somebody. And the very water that most people drink. Bottled water, almost all of it is acidic. I've tested it. I absolutely tested it. Even the water that's sold as alkaline, some of that is just barely neutral, and it's very expensive. Nothing like the level of 9.5 pH of the water I'm drinking right now. Plus which, the Enagekangan water is also microclustered. What does that mean? What that means is that the cells are smaller in this water than any other water that I have ever heard of. So this water literally gets into our cells. We are made physically of cells, atoms, molecules, quarks, photons, electrons, space, cells. It gets into our cells and cleans them out. And as it does that, it also repairs them. So people are calling it euthanine water. Some people have said their gray hair got its color back. I am praying and intending on that for myself. Hasn't happened yet. However, that just means yes. And so people are finding that if they drink this water, their health is improving. This water is also the best antioxidant I know of. And yes, I still make my raw nut milk with maca and acai and goji. And I think it's chlorella that I'm also using. And raw, I use raw cacao nibs because I do like me some chocolate. And so I use that to make various different raw vegan chocolate delights. And sometimes some carabalso and a few other things. So, yes, and I eat blueberries when I can get them. They're not always available. So definitely take your other antioxidants. This water is the best. And no other water is an antioxidant like this one. And none of them have the ORP, oxidant reduction potential, that this water does. And I have tested them. And as I was saying about it, Michael being microclustered, in drinking this water, people are finding, now, I know people, and we have testimonials, and you can find them on my website, Goddess Heart Water, or on on YouTube, all over the net. People are getting healings and transformation because their body is getting itself in the right form and vibration to throw off diseases. And some of these include cancer, high blood pressure, cholesterol, acid reflux, diabetes, obesity, different addictions, including alcoholism, and people with certain brain disorders are finding tremendous improvement. And if you are anywhere in the South Florida area, I will give you the water. If you're elsewhere, still call me or go on my website, www.goddessheartwater.com. I will do everything I can to make sure you get some water. And you will see for yourself. And the water tastes delicious. I mean, I had never realized before that water didn't taste good. It was just what I thought of as water. But this stuff is amazing. And the body just soaks it in and will never get full. Because when you've had enough, you'll just stop drinking. It'll process through your body, cleansing, renewing, rebuilding. And then you will just release the water and the time-honored fashion and tradition that we all use to release liquid from our body. You can prepare foods with it, and the particular alkanizer, my little miracle machine there in my kitchen, makes an 11.5 super alkaline water, and you really can clean with it. I cleaned gunk off the back of the chairs that are in my lanai, my Florida room, that I couldn't clean with scrubbing and cleanser in the 8 years I have been in this apartment, and I used the 11.5 water, and the ugly stuff came right off. I was astounded, astounded. I'm going to now look to try it on the walls in my kitchen by where I prepare food and sometimes mess up the walls. I once put the tap on the Vitamix and it went all over. And I'm going to see about that because this water emulsifies. It will actually emulsify oil. It, the 11.5 alkaline water will clear off. If you wash your fruit and vegetables, it will clear off the pesticides because most pesticides are oil-based, so they won't wash off in the rain. This water will clean them off. And for people who eat, as I said, I'm a vegetarian, I'm a vegan, so I don't eat animal products. But for people who do, it makes it last longer, and as with fruit and vegetables, which it also makes last longer, also tastes better. We are having in Florida from January 6th to 8th a super Saturday. It's actually a super weekend. And Dr. Corinne Allen, who has an amazing center in Idaho where she works with brain dysfunctional people, including autism, Down syndrome, ALS, Alzheimer's, epilepsy. She uses this water, and she'll be giving a three-hour seminar. People, call me about this. If you know anyone that has any of this situation or you had an organization about this, definitely be in touch. Definitely, definitely, definitely. There is no reason to linger in miserable health when you can do something about it. And then I will leave you about the Enatchapanga water with the question, what is your health worth to you? And for anyone looking for a home-based business that will bring health to yourself and others, and if you'd like to really bring wealth to yourself and others, people are becoming multi-millionaires. And I am on my way by bringing health, clear, clean, delicious, sparkling, pure, alkaline, micro-clustered, antioxidant water. And mark my words, one of the next big money-making whatever venture that countries are going to be running after each other, I don't even like saying this, is going to be about water. It's going to be about water. Now, I did want to do something. Oh, let me say something about my own book. My book, The Mother's Manual, is a 700-page ebook available at themothersmanual.com. I'm going to learn how to put it on Amazon. And next year, I'm going to restart the process of putting it on Kindle, starting with the correct source document so I don't throw out 8 months of effort and energy and work and all of that to make 20 Kindles. And doing it properly this time. I'm allowing people, if they get it between now and maybe 10th or 12th, and you have to get it directly from me for this rather than the website, instead of the $47, which is a giveaway price for this book, it'll be $40. If you need to call me, and my number is off the air, 1-888-757-3223. That's 1-888-757-3223 or 1-888-75-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E. 1-888-75-PEACE. Now, I'm seeing that finally I realized for this chat room thing, I have to learn how to download stuff. I'm not going to do that live on the air because I'm not knowing what will happen. So I promise you this, and I've said this before, by next year, I will have this taken care of. Next Monday, I'm going to be on my way to another miracle to see a friend of mine with some other friends. So I don't know if I'm going to be near a laptop to do this show live. So I'm making sure that you all have the best kind of celebration at this time ever. And really prepare yourselves, open, allow the miracles of 2012 to come to you. This is an amazing time. And yes, if you're going through feeling like you've had enough, it's overwhelming, because I went through this. I screamed at the Creator the end of the middle end of November. It's like, we've come to the two eclipses, which were, for some of us, like myself, incredibly powerful. Allow yourself to release emotionally, mentally, intellectually, physically, spiritually. It's time to be done with the old, the outworn, the outmoded, the belief system. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Whatever it takes to you in a positive manner, remember to use the protective prayer and allow yourself to go through your transition. We are in a mega, major shift right now. Major. And my guidance is only going to intensify. So it's very important. Very important to allow yourself to get to that center stillness, field of unlimited possibilities within you and of which we're all made, which is how Deepak Chopra puts it. Now, we're going to have our section right now on, my book. Did I say where you can get it? You can get it at themothersmanual.com. If you want the special price, call me. 1-888-757-3223 up till January. My IT woman and I say, I'll say up until January 12th, 2012. Now, I printed out, this is our enlightened views of the news. So here's from Dr. Deepak Chopra, who I respect tremendously. His latest book is War of the World Views: Science versus Spirituality. And this is taken from the Huffington Post. It's time to change kleptocracy to democracy. And here are his words. Since it is based on the Greek word for stealing, the term kleptocracy sounds inflammatory. But as income gaps open up wider and wider, there is evidence of a serious rift in American democracy. And in that rift, one finds untold greed, corruption, and cronyism. Since the Reagan era, middle-class families have seen their income rise a paltry 20%, while the richest have increased their wealth tenfold. In the current downturn, the economy has officially recovered. As of this fall, the gross national product is higher than before the downturn, as is consumer spending. This means that the widespread malaise isn't evenly distributed. In fact, the distribution is grossly unjust. Consider that Wall Street continues to hand out staggering bonuses to hedge fund managers who cram the ranks of the top 0.1% of income earners. At the other extreme, unemployment among women and minorities, I can't stand the word minorities, so non-white, is what that usually means in this society. There are no minorities on the planet. I personally dislike that word. So unemployment among women and non-whites soars, and only 7% of those who gain a new job after losing their old one receive pay that equals or exceeds what they earned before. We consider ourselves a democracy, but several long-standing trends indicate that American democracy has been bought and sold. Financial elites have a virtual monopoly on influence and power. A right-wing Supreme Court has heard numerous cases involving individuals suing corporations, and in the vast majority of cases, it has founded on behalf of the corporation. The Roberts Court has also permitted anonymous and unlimited contributions made by corporations to political campaigns. Using the filibuster as a constant veto weapon, the Senate Republicans block the president's appointments to staff departments that they disapprove of ideologically. The most blatant example being the refusal to approve a department head for the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. Republican legislatures are pushing through voter registration restrictions aimed at intimidating minority, read non-white, and immigrant work voters. A handful of congressmen, he wrote that, in charge of military, and I don't know if there were women, I haven't kept up with who's on the committee, in charge of military appropriation are virtual colleagues of the military industrial contractors who receive billions on the basis of cronyism and influence. And what I'm going to add is a lot of that money has been, quote-unquote, lost. It didn't even go to wherever it needed to go to. So our people that are actually the soldiers are in no way benefiting. And then when they come back from these horrendous, disgusting, despicable wars, they are so messed up in the head. I assert that anyone who has had to be in a war of any kind, which is antithetical to health and wellness, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, come back damaged, and they are not being properly cared for, because all this money is not going to them. Okay, that's my side comment. Back to Deepak Chopra, and it's time to change kleptocracy to democracy, as printed in the Huffington Post. The traditional censure of influence peddling in general has vanished, leading to a hand-in-glove arrangement that leads directly from public office to becoming a fat cat lobbyist on K Street. This corrupt symbiosis allows corporations to essentially write the very legislation meant to regulate them, while a figure like Newt Gingrich can brazenly deny the obvious fact that he has grown wealthy as an influence peddler. In other words, lies. This is nothing new. It's simply getting worse. Years ago, Monsanto was doing this with food and their Roundup crops. Disgusting. Okay, back to Deepak Chopra. And I say this as a loving spiritual woman. One can love the soul of someone, as my friend, brilliant Paulette Pellequin reminds. You can absolutely love the essence soul and dislike the person and what they've done with who they are. Back to Deepak Chopra. these trends go beyond the, quote, normal, unquote, shadiness that has always been part of the lobbying system, and the tendency for rich elites to combine their interests in the halls of power. There is a direct assault on democracy, as seen in the debate over national health insurance. Lobbying efforts emasculated the bill and achieved almost everything that Big Pharma, the medical establishment, and the insurance companies wanted. The interests of the public were obvious as they remain today. Healthcare should be a citizen's right, with cost-cutting managed by eliminating fraud and cutting back drastically on optional and marginal procedures. Everyone can see this quite clearly, but our ability to translate public interest into law has been crippled. The solution? It's easy enough to take each toxic trend and dictate that it be reversed. But these trends are solidly entrenched. There is literally no elected official at the national level, except the president, with the power and ability to speak for the public as a whole. Inside the daily workings of Congress, the system of cozy corruption and influence peddling has become amoral. It's business as usual, conducted without a blush. I retain my faith in President Obama as a leader who sees the situation without blinders and who would reform it overnight if he could. And informed citizens can seek out the candidates who stand for progressive reform. And I add people such as Dennis Kucinich. Deepak continues, yet ultimately there must be a shift in collective consciousness. Reform isn't revolution. It arises through acts of consciousness that turn wrongs into right. It depends upon an informed electorate that arouses itself from passivity and cynical indifference. We aren't there yet, but the air is filled with discontent and anger, which is a start. The Occupy movement has stung our conscience. The various types of social injustice and The Occupy movement has stung our conscience. The various types of social injustice and income inequality have been publicized over and over. Set against this, however, one must confront 30 years, I say longer, 30 years of right-wing indoctrination, public apathy, and the discouragement of the current economic downturn. The contest has been engaged. Now it's your turn and mine to speak the truth and act on behalf of justice. There is no other way to create the shift in consciousness that we need. Now, I totally agree with him. I absolutely feel, and this is me, Audrey, that the consciousness shift is happening in a lot of us. And it needs to happen not just in our vibration, in our action, in our behavior, in getting out and vote. I am definitely campaigning, although I would have liked President Obama to do a lot more than he has done. I am thrilled with what he has already done. And the people in the Republican Party, I'm going to find a nice word to say what I have to say, a decent word. Wait, I'm looking. All right, I can't. The best way I can say this is they are, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, not the spiritual guides. This is an Audrey opinion. They are foolish, corrupt, lying, very small-minded, very petty, foolish, and frankly stupid. Even if some of them may have an IQ that rates higher, which would surprise me, they are short-sighted, and the word I'm hearing is moronic. And I mean that in no disparaging ways to people that may truly have a low IQ. That's just a birth thing. That's not, I'm not saying this in a pejorative way. I'm saying this for people that ostensibly have a normal IQ. They are behaving like imbeciles. And it is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. We are having a shift on this planet, whether you see it in the Middle East with the quote-unquote spring uprising, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in Korea right now, or what's happening with Iran and Iraq and this quote-unquote testing of nuclear or building up stuff. And do I think that that country is using it only for peace? No, that's not what I feel is their intention. And in our country, the United States, there is definitely a polarization between people who really choose to see fairness and people really evolving, and others who would let the planet just be completely defaced, deforested, taken advantage of, and made into a total toxic dump. They wouldn't want to live in that, but no, they have a ton of money. And I'm not saying not to get rich. People having money doesn't make someone bad. It's how people use the money and what they do to get the money. One can be beyond wealthy and be a contributor and do something wonderful and still have an amazing life. So, yes, definitely allow yourself to be wealthy and use what you have in a way that benefits. Okay, I see I have 2.5 minutes. So I do wish to, again, in case I'm not live on the 26th because of travel and other factors, I really wish everyone the best of holy days. And every day is a holy day. But at this time of our winter solstice and the celebration of Hanukkah, winter solstice, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Eid, and the new year, 2012, I am peace, I am beauty, I am success, I am love. May your life be filled with everything amazing and beautiful. May you bless on every space. May your life open and be shared with the universe on every level. May you have fruition in your work. May you do the work of your heart. May your creativity expand. May you give birth to the best self that you are on every single level. May you be blessed with friendship and soul and spirit. May the miracle that you are continue miraculously manifesting in the mystical, mysterious manner that it chooses. May life gift you with opportunities and the people with whom to live in a joyous way. May we know each other in the best, best, best ways. Thank you for participating with me. Please tell your friends about this show. Please do the processes And remember, www.themothersmanual.com. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Ashe, aho, amen. Bless you.